And we're back. This is Lee from Huntsville in for Phil Williams today on Right Side Radio. We're solid conservative and just plain right. I'm going to change to a new dipper. Give me that sound effect for some home fries there, Big Rig. Yay. I'm excited I got one. I got at least one sound effect in. We're going to switch and pivot to library lunacy. And there has been some things going on in libraries here in North Alabama. I always like to touch on it to make sure that everybody is just well educated on the things happening. I have got Elizabeth Stewart. She's with the Republican Party in Limestone County and kind of want to talk to her about some things that are going on there with the library and with the library board and just kind of get an update of, you know, what's happening in Limestone County. Or Crimestone County, as some people like to say. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Hi. Well, that was quite the introduction.
Sorry. Had to slip that in. It was a funny joke.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I'm so glad that you brought up the Republican Party, because I think that is such an important aspect of this. Because if we go back to over a year ago, it was actually the governor that took the initiative to do a huge investigation into libraries all across Alabama, found a lot of obscene material for minors, and actually called on every local library board to examine their local policies, examine material selection, and to strengthen it to protect minors. And so that's what has been going on, at least in my neck of the woods in Limestone. We've had a number of parents and grandparents that mm-hmm. for almost a year now have been faithfully representing conservative issues. They really followed the statewide investigation. They're following what's happening in Montgomery with changing state policy. And what we're seeing is basically a complete stalemate and stalling by our local library board. We asked almost a year ago of our local library board to adopt policy to protect minors. We had an extremely progressive left material selection policy that was an open door for anything and everything, zero age-appropriate criteria.
In a place as conservative as Athens and Limestone County?
Yes. And keep in mind, this is the one library. Athens Limestone County has a joint library board. It's funded by the county and the city. Mm-hmm. And so this is it. And nothing was done until the end of May after they pulled down their public policy and had nothing public because they didn't like that their policy said that their board was illegitimate. Ah. And so they pulled it down and then they put it up and replaced it with a policy that states that there's still no age-appropriate criteria for books and that 13-year-olds are now adults. So anything 13 and up is considered it's fine for an adult.
13?
Oh, yes. I mean, this did not come from Montgomery. They followed no guidance that has come out from the State Library Board. I'm not saying that they won't, because they probably will have to funding-wise in the future, but on their own initiative, that's what they said. No guidelines for children. Keep in mind, every library has a section for kids up through 6. And then 7 to 12 and 13 to 17.
Right.
So they list nothing except that 13-year-olds are adults.
That's insane.
It's just wildly, lazy and unprofessional. And at this point, I think it's purposeful, because they have been asked, they have been given examples of what is being done in other parts of the state. They even had an example of what APLS recommended.
Right.
And they didn't do that either.
So are they in danger of losing their funding?
If they don't change it. I mean, it's just wild that we've gone 10 months asking for this, and then that's what they put out in May. And they also, by the way, put out in May a doubling down of Limestone County citizens are going to continue funding this jointly with Athens City, but Athens City is going to continue getting all 5 seats and no term limits.
How is this possible? The county has more population.
Unprofessional. The chair of this board is in his 14th consecutive year as chair.
What?
14th year. And the vice chair is in his 9th consecutive year. And now Limestone County citizens are hiring an attorney to determine the last time a legal board has existed in limestone. So it's sort of funny you bring up crimestone, because this went before the state library board, which is very diverse. And all seven members said, 100%, we need legal advice to figure out if this board is legal and how to make it legal.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
It's unbelievable.
Do you not have most of the population in Limestone County, not in Athens, right?
Correct. Athens City represents about a third, actually about less than a third. Limestone County is huge. We have 110,000 citizens, and it is rapidly growing. Athens City is about 30,000 of those. So the citizens are technically paying twice, because they're paying via the county commission, but state funding, if I'm not wrong, is largely given based on population. And so right. Athens City never submitted documentation that 15 years ago they renamed it the Athens City Library Board, and they haven't had a county pick on there for 15 years.
That's taxation without representation. Didn't they? We had some tea in a boat going to Harvard over stuff like this. I don't understand the thought process here, or the arrogance that says we don't have to have representation for 2/3 of our population.
Well, and we need our county commission to demand it, we need the citizens to realize that it's not just about the seats. Every library policy is made by the library board. It's very easy to try to blame, you know, library directors and specific librarians, but policy is made by that board.
Right.
And so at least here in Limestone, if we want to see a board that voluntarily is complying with the governor's request and at least is understanding her concerns, we're going to have to mix this board up a bit, because in the last year they have shown that on their own accord, they're not interested in doing what she's asking.
Obviously. But it also sounds like there needs to be a real change in leadership there. I mean, it's just, you can't have 14 years of the same leader. I mean, it just seems like the mob or something. Like, how are they up in there for that long, and why? This is like an unpaid board?
Supposedly, it has to be unpaid, but I mean, we're getting to the point where Athens City is having their Athens City attorney come to the last library board meeting to reiterate to the public that they don't have to do term limits. I guess I'm actually an Athens City resident, and so to me, they have their legal reasons for saying that, even though their public policy for 15 years said the exact opposite. But outside of whether you have a reason to do it, it's unprofessional, and you shouldn't want to be doing that.
Agreed.
It looks bad on the state. It looks bad on the area. And it is absolutely disenfranchising taxpayers that make up the majority of Limestone County.
I agree. Well, there's the music. We're going to have to go. Thank you so much for explaining this to us. I appreciate you coming on.
Tell your people that they can log on to Gifts and Go and the fundraiser for legal actions there.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. All right, we will be back, guys. Thank you. And we're back. This is Lee from Huntsville in for Phil. And as the man just said, we are on Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. And I've got a word from our sponsor. Just any second.
Let me just pause here a second. And I seriously want to give you guys something big to think about. So this is a crazy world, right? And yet here you are, you're working hard to plan for your future and try to stand up for your beliefs at the same time. So what if you found out that some of the things that you're doing, you're investing in without even realizing it, your investments are going to things that are absolutely contrary to what you believe in? Well, let me suggest to you that it may be time for you to meet Paul Breyer and his team of PhDs and financial experts at Inspire Advisors. That's Inspire Advisors. I'm talking about financial planning that considers who you are and what you believe in, as well as your bottom line. So these are like solid local experts using biblically responsible investing, data-driven strategies to try and maximize your return, but they're doing so in a way that has real impact on your bottom line and the world in which we all live. This is what I would call financial freedom, y'all. If you want to know more about what's in your portfolio, let me give you an opportunity to get something for free here. Go to their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. and get a free impact report. Very cool. That's Inspire Advisors at www.moneypatternwealth.com. You can also go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and click on the sponsors tab, and you can find their logo. Click on it. It'll take you right to their website. So yeah, that's Inspire Advisors at www.moneypatternwealth.com. Conservative, godly, balanced financial freedom with Inspire Advisors. Check them out.
All right, now we are back. Been talking about library lunacy. Just had Elizabeth on and talking about what they're doing in Limestone County. It seems just kind of crazy to me why anybody would want to be on a library board for 14 years, an unpaid position. That seems crazy to me. Also, to say that 13 and up as an adult is a travesty. 13-year-olds do not need adult material in front of them in a lot of cases. It is seriously inappropriate. This is just disturbing to me. And I hope you guys I know there's a large listening contingent in Limestone County, and you guys need to have your voices heard. You need to make them loud. Go to this Give, Send, Go for Limestone County so they can, they're this group of concerned citizens are getting together an attorney to sue the library board, and, go there and donate, help them out. Cause these things always take more money than you anticipate. And I think that it just makes sense. They need to get to the bottom of this. And I think that it's just essential. I don't at all like what's going on there. And I also don't understand how they're going to keep their funding, because the APLS put out guidelines that the governor approved, and they will go into effect in July. And if you're not compliant by, I think, November, your funding is gone from the state. And some systems get a large portion of their funding from the state. Systems like Huntsville-Madison County, really, it's not a large portion. I think their budget's like $8 million. It's only about $500,000 from the state. I guess they could decide to walk away from it. And as of right now, that's kind of what it looks like. They haven't made any changes, or they haven't made the changes that would keep the funding coming. So we'll see. One of the interesting changes that nobody's talking about is having the library cards coded by age. So if you're 18 or under, you're not going to be able to check out adult material. And that was requested by the governor and then put into the policy by the APLS. And I just don't hear a lot of them talking about that. I think some of them already have that in place. I know Huntsville doesn't. Obviously Limestone County doesn't, because they think an adult's 13. Insane. There are changes that need to be made, and they need to get busy getting these changes, because I don't think it's fair or right for them to come back to taxpayers, because that's what's going to happen. Say in Huntsville-Madison County, they'll go to the city council who funds them and say, we need to make up this $500,000, because they're not giving up programs or staff. They're going to want them to give more money. And I just think in this day and age, it's not right to ask the citizens of your county to pay for the decision you made out of their pocket. Things are expensive right now. It's not fair to ask that. You need to, get with the program and stop, trying to just bend to the extremely leftist view of the vast majority of, the librarians. It's a very leftist group. And the APLS, which is the American Library Association, outgoing president, stated that she was a trained Marxist. I mean, she wasn't even hiding it. And that her main goal was to queer up the library. Well, we can all see that in action here. In Huntsville-Madison County and in, say, Athens, Limestone, where they're not wanting to make common sense changes for a library system to make it acceptable for the vast majority of people. I think if every single person could be polled, it's going to be hard to find a resident of Limestone County that says, 13-year-olds, they should have access to everything. They're not going to say that. I mean, what do you think, Big Rig? I think that's an insanity that 13 years old is considered an adult.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's not even common sense. Like, it's just nonsensical. So I just have to look at this and just shake my head and go, what are they thinking? Like, whose agenda is this? What are they pushing?
It just solidifies my decision to homeschool my kids.
That should be an ad for homeschooling.
Yeah.
Jeez. So I highly encourage all of you in Limestone County, please make your voices heard. Get out there and talk on this. Ask questions. Go to the meetings. Everybody's just content to let other people speak for them and do things for them. I mean, I'm pointing the finger at myself just as much as everybody else. But I decided one day that local politics was just as important, if not more important, than state and national politics on my daily life. And I didn't want someone else making decisions for me, because a lot of the times those someone else's were not of like mind. And so I decided, you know, my voice needed to be heard as well. And I just telling all of you, it matters. It matters. Make your voices known. I know you're tired from work. I know you're always worried about what's, you know, what to make for dinner, whatever. Your voice has to be heard, and it's important. So, still more library lunacy. A group is having a meeting about Title IX changes. I wanted to jump right back to that one briefly, and I wanted to mention it on July 1st in Shelby County. And it's at the Shelby County, it's in Birmingham, in the Shelby County Library, which I find interesting because Reed Freely is already, they're a group of leftist minded people who really want they basically said that all children need access to sexually explicit materials, that if you don't allow access to sexually explicit materials, it's considered censorship. And that some books that I'm telling you are the grossest thing they say, oh, well, that's just sex ed and children need access to that. They are actually going to protest down in Shelby County because it's not really about the library, but they just want to protest the questioning of the Title IX. And I suggest that everyone that can go to Shelby County, go to the library on, it's at, I believe 6 PM on July 1st, Monday, July 1st. And, you know, make your voices heard. There's also going to be another, keep an eye out for it. There's going to be another one in, August in Gunnersville. So there's going to be several of these and possibly an additional one in September in the Huntsville-Madison County area. Just talking about the changes that are upcoming and what we can expect in the state of Alabama with these changes for Title IX. So I encourage everyone, you know, just get involved, get plugged in, and, you know, don't bury your head in the sand. You know, just realize that other people aren't going to make the decisions that you are going to find that, you know, apply to you, just jive with your way of thinking. Some of the most active people are the most leftist. Please keep that in mind. And good old conservative folks are out working, slogging it day in, day out. That's why you don't see a ton of conservatives in all these protesting, because they have a job. It's not to protest. Their job is, you know, they work a long day and they're tired, and they want their government, they want their police force, they want their library systems, they want all these things to work as they're intended. And they just sometimes don't. And you have to be willing to look up, look past the end of your own nose, and work to make a difference. Make your voice heard. Attend a meeting. City council meetings, they're important. They're super important. Do y'all realize how many important decisions are made at city council meetings and how few people attend? They know it, too. They know they can pretty much do whatever they want and have carte blanche because people just aren't attending. They aren't paying attention. Things are happening while you're not looking.
It's got to be like that. You ever watch that show, Parks and Recreation?
Yeah.
It's got to be like that.
Yes.
Like the town meeting.
Yes, exactly, you know,
there's like
that.
People in there. They're
only
tired.
Not as funny.
Yeah, not as funny, but just people in there, everyday people, just you know, letting their voice be heard.
And we really need that. And I highly recommend. I know you maybe can't attend every single one, but try to attend once a month. Try to attend once every couple of months. Make an effort. Just have your, you know, just be there and have your voice heard. They really pay attention to their constituents. They really do. But if their constituents are quiet, they just assume they love, you know, their constituents love what they're doing, and they're just going to keep giving them more of it. So That's my best suggestion, guys. Let's get involved. Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be back to kind of wrap everything up. And we're back. This is Lee in for Phil for Right Side Radio. I've really had a great time here today. It's been fun and enjoyed talking about all this stuff. I've had fun, Big Rig. I've enjoyed being here.
Yeah, I like whenever you show up too. Well, you should do it more often.
I should. Oh, I don't know. Does that mean Bill has to leave more often?
I'm sure he wouldn't mind. He needs a day off every now and then.
He does. He's a hardworking man, guys. Kind of wrap up this library debate. I really do believe everyone should be involved, and I do totally understand how tough it is. I've been in everybody's shoes. I've had little kids. I've had, you know, hard time even getting dinner on the table and exhaustion and falling into bed. But I do, what I recognize now is I want a better world for my kids. I don't want to take my niece to the library and have her come across a book of things that are confusing and possibly damaging to her. Just, you know, flipping through the children or young adult section. She loves graphic novels, and they have a big, you know, in the young adult, she's not quite there yet, but they can see them. And she's kind of drawn to that. And there's so many ways they use graphic novels to get around the standard of what is appropriate for young adult. Like if it was a picture in some of these graphic novels, if it was an actual picture of real people, it would be porn. It's that graphic. They aren't kidding when they said graphic novel. So I find that that's kind of a way they use to ease it in.
Oh, yeah, for sure. A kid can't read yet. They're going to look at the picture and they're going to get, you know, influenced by that.
Absolutely. And just a lot of kids these days are raised on social media, and they're raised on the internet, and they're raised on YouTube. And a lot of these things they see younger and younger and younger. Well, I'm totally aware that children can find a lot of things on the internet. They can find a lot of things online on their phones. You know, middle schoolers have phones that can, I totally get that. And I do get that a lot of the stuff I'm talking about, they can see. But my view of it is we don't need to provide it as a community. If these things, if your parent isn't paying close enough attention and you're finding these things, well, I mean, there's nothing I can do about that. That's your own personal home situation. But we don't provide it as a community. We don't play an R-rated or X-rated movie for, you know, family night in the park. We play something that's appropriate for families. Same thing goes for, you know, what I think should be available as a city, as a group. We should provide things that are decent and not overly sexualized in the children's section. And I found that, and I've seen quotes from some of the librarians that things are, you know, well, this isn't overly sexualized. This is just sex education. I'm sorry, but nobody needs sex education in elementary school. That's just not appropriate. And it's certainly not appropriate for the city to provide as a service. No.
Exactly. I feel like that's at the discretion of you and your child.
100%. And I think that, you know, I am a proponent of raising your children as you see fit. And I am a proponent of not really wanting governmental direction on how to raise my children.
Yeah.
And so I do understand that. And I guess if you want your child to be sexualized at a young age, well, and that's your business. I don't think it's healthy, but, and I may disagree with it, but they may disagree with the way I raise my kids. So, but that doesn't mean we have to provide it.
Yeah.
That I think that's the difference. And I think that's what we're looking at the APLS and providing these guidelines. So we'll just have to see where it goes. If libraries thumb their nose at it, then I guess they can risk losing funding. I don't know how else to look at it. By the way, guess what's in today?
Ooh, the grades.
The grades are in. Today's imaginary bronze medal winner is Big Rig. Imaginary. With an A, let's see, A plus. Today's imaginary silver medal winners are Lee and D with a double plus, which means today's imaginary gold medal winner with a perfect A triple plus is Jeff from Indiana, because I completely agreed with his point of view today. Congratulations. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow's guest host, especially if it's an amazing Scott Buttram. I'm telling you, He ain't going to give it to me.
No, he gave it to you on your birthday.
Well, true, true. I think that was a pity win. I'll take it, though. Honestly, I'll take it at this point.
Yeah.
Gee, John, I didn't even mention anything about Alabama and about the fabulous, summer we're having, and the players were still landing even with a new coach. So, John, just for you, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
That's right. Phil's going to hate that part. Well, I really enjoyed being here. I've had a blast, as always. I love filling in for Phil because you guys are great and Big Rick is great. I hope Thank all you. The topics were interesting and timely.
Yeah, I thought they were really interesting and relevant.
I hope so. And I hope everybody knows that, we're all in this together. We're all just trying to make a better world. I think all of my topics today center around that main fact. We're all trying to make a better world for our kids to inherit from us.
I like the stuff you were saying about raising the boys,
they
just need that father figure in them, strong father figure.
And better boys make better husbands and better fathers.
Yeah.
And better influencers and better leaders.
They need discipline.
Yeah.
A lot of the kids say they don't have that.
Oh my Lord, yes. My boys didn't even wake. Oh, they were hard. My daughter was pretty easy. And that's why she was first. She tricked me into having more. But the boys, you got to have a firm hand with some of them.
Yeah.
It all depends on each child, but man, they need the discipline and they almost crave it, honestly. They need the guidelines. They need the bumpers.
I've actually heard, I used to work with teenage kids, that were addicted to drugs, kind of like how Phil did.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these kids would say, I just need direction. I need somebody to tell me what to do.
Yeah. And they just love and consideration and just godly influence. And that's what we can do for our kids. But everybody, just work for a better world for our kids. That's the best we can possibly do. And I feel like, if we do that, we're all going to win. Everybody.
Yeah.
Just society wins as a whole. Well, I'm so glad to have been here, guys. And thanks for listening. And you'll have another guest host tomorrow in for Phil. So you guys have a wonderful evening.